crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Leanne McAdoo, and this is an InfoWars Nightly News Alert. People around the globe will assemble in protest against Monsanto's genetic manipulation of the food supply in a massive movement known as the March Against Monsanto. People who are fed up with Monsanto's monopoly are hoping that this march will bring global awareness to the company's diabolical reach.
Corporations like Monsanto, their goal basically is to take over our food supply. Most people are not aware that their food is highly contaminated. They trust the FDA, thinking that the FDA is protecting them, when in fact the FDA has sold them up the river.
Leading consumer advocate Jeffrey Smith has researched in depth the effects of GMOs.
The glyphosate, or active ingredient in Roundup, is linked to essentially every major Western disease on the rise due to diet. So from cancer, obesity, diabetes, heart disease, anxiety, aggression, anorexia, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, autism, it's very, very dangerous. And it is unfortunately in high concentrations of these Roundup-ready crops, which is the vast majority of all GMOs that we eat.
Companies like Kashi, people think that Kashi has clean food. Kashi's GMO. A lot of their products have GMOs in them. And so we need to bring awareness to people on who to shop with, how to get clean food. If they can't afford to buy organic, they can work at farms and get their produce for free.
The founders of the grassroots group Food is Free Project are already working to teach local communities how to provide for themselves by coming together and growing their own food.
The Food is Free Project was kind of born out of the idea of planting a front yard garden. We realized by being out in our front yard, hands in the soil, we started to meet and engage with neighbors that were walking by with their dogs or whatnot. What if we lined a block in front yard gardens and got people, you know, connected?
We try to use as many salvage materials as possible. It just makes it a lot easier, you know. It doesn't have to be like a cost intensive sort of thing to get started gardening on your own. Chickens are great, so save money on eggs, and go through your compost and like turn it for you. They'll go through a field, like any spot where you want to be planting, and just having chickens there for a little while makes it like the soil's like really happy with it. Now, aquaponics is another really great way for people to grow their own food, be independent of the system, and like be like more self-sustaining. Mm-hmm. The really cool thing about this is that it's a soilless system, right? So this is just expanded clay and pea gravel. You can grow vegetables and fruits. Down here we've got our fish. We've got goldfish. You could grow tilapia. We aren't eating these fish. We're just growing them for their nutrients. So it's fine to just have like a little goldfish. And you see here how it all pays off.
Yeah. Hmm. Coming together to grow a community garden is absolutely an effective way to flip the bird to companies like Monsanto. But in the meantime, grocery stores will still remain the main provider of our food. Even so, you can have control over what you're eating by phoning your state rep.
But we want everybody to contact them demanding the overturn of the Monsanto Protection Act and to put in place a bill that requires labeling for all GMO products. If we could get the GMO labeling in place, when people are shopping and they see this seal that says contains GMO ingredients, they're going to be, well, wait, what is this? What am I eating?
Simply typing in your 5-digit zip code at whoismyrepresentative.com will immediately give you the phone number and website of your state representative.
Now, we think that when about 5% of U.S. shoppers avoid brands that contain GM ingredients, that would be sufficient to create a tipping point of consumer rejection, turning GMOs into a marketing liability and forcing the companies to abandon GM ingredients.
Being at home behind a computer screen, reading about, you know, the things Monsanto's doing to our, you know, the state of affairs in our world can be very disheartening and very paralyzing. So when we go out in the street and we meet people, you know, and we talk to them about our gardens and the things that we're doing and the things that we can do together, I think that's one of the most empowering moments that we can share when it comes to our food system and food sovereignty.
I'm Leanne McAdoo, and this has been an InfoWars Nightly News Alert.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We're now into the second hour. I know XM Channel 244 joins us and a lot of other AM and FM affiliates. We're going to be joined in the balance of the hour by John B. Wells, Saturday host and very popular host of Coast to Coast AM. And I love their whole team over there, but just amazing guy. And, of course, he's got a professional voice talent, one of the top voice talents in the country. So it's not hard on the ears like listening to my show. And we're going to be talking to him about all these scandals and more in a moment. But I've got to tell listeners, if you go up to InfoWars.com right now, there is giant breaking news. The Army has come out, and it showed up in the U.S. Code that they're now saying they're outside of Congress and the president during any civil disturbance, widespread or localized civil disturbances. They're calling it a rule change and an instruction. Now, DOD is telling people now you can't have your plastic 3D printable gun. No law, no nothing. The DOD orders you, Cody Wilson, last week, do not do this. They are now, they call it an instruction, but it's now showed up in the U.S. Code. And they are, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it was bombshell, seismic, if you know world history and the Constitution, last year when the DOD in three different congressional hearings, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, including the Chairman Dempsey, told Congress, we don't need you for appropriations, we don't need you for war-making authority, or any response, we get that from NATO. It'd be bad enough if he said from the president, who does not make war, who they execute what Congress says, because you don't want a dictator. I mean, that's treason, red alert, insane, third world dictatorship, North Korea, you know, run screaming for the hills. I mean, if you try that in communist China, they arrest you, you know. I mean, it's at least got to be the big party group. I mean, this is dictatorship. Now, what Eisenhower warned of, the undue influence, whether sought or unsought, of the military-industrial complex, controlled by a technocratic scientific elite. That was the full quote. And folks, they're now saying the DOD, and they've been all over marking their territory, every town, every city, checkpoints, black helicopter raids, buying off police chiefs, Delta Force running free speech zones, beating people up in Seattle. I told an Esquire writer that. He didn't believe me because he was there. He went and looked at him and goes, it's in all the newspapers at that time. I never heard that. Oh, really? You didn't hear that? I've interviewed the police chiefs, you know, 15 years ago of major cities like San Antonio, where Delta Force shows up and goes, we want you to be our friend. Here's $100,000. The police chief says, excuse me, I was in the Army in Vietnam in intelligence. Are you trying to, buy me in a clandestine operation? You're going to do a special forces operation on me to buy me to join you? And they said, we're sorry you feel that way. And it turned out he thought it was a test of loyalty. But he was still like, the Army shouldn't be involved. And he found out, no. The mayor, the fire chief, they all took the money. What did the Vichy French do? They, for 5 years, Hitler quietly bought off 9 out of 10 of the general staff of the French military. The French just stood down. The Blitzkrieg was not even real. They went after the British Expeditionary Force that was there and ran into Dunkirk. This is all mainline history. The French stood down. 2 weeks into the attack, Hitler went to Paris to survey it. Went to the Eiffel Tower, went to the tomb of Napoleon. And that's how they took over Iraq in 2003. They bought off the general staff, the Iraqis, 90%+ again stood down, same number. They bought them off. Then everybody down to privates got cash. Private, here's 5,000 for doing a good job. Captain, here's 50,000 for doing a good job. General, here's 5 million. They did that to corrupt everybody. America cares about you. We flew in $50 billion. We're going to serve it up to you. And then after that, they said, now you're going to run narcotics back into America, or we're going to report that $50,000 you got, Captain. The captain says, well, I didn't know you set me up. I'm not going to do that. Really? Can you talk to me in your office for a minute? Captain, get that file out for me. Boom! Right in the back of the head. Thousands of officers suicided. Boom! Yeah! All on record. That all came out. That's what runs America. And now they've come out and said the military will do whatever it wants in America outside of the president and outside of Congress. And who runs the military? NATO. 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 That's why we've had guests on that you know really represent the Pentagon saying stuff to Obama lately that would just blew me away. That's what's going on here. And that's all crystallizing now, ladies and gentlemen. This country is in the middle of a power struggle over who gets to be dictator. I mean, we are in incredible trouble. John B. Wells, I appreciate you coming on. Give you a little bit in the next hour if you can do it. Got you on a little bit late here. JBWells.com. He is the Saturday host of Coast to Coast AM.com. In addition to serving as an announcer for CBS, the Late Show with Craig Kilborn, Wells has lent his voice to Oliver Stone's JFK, talk radio films, and appeared in several other movies. I'm not going to go over his whole deal. The Deadliest Catch and Gold Rush. Love his voice. Love his mind even more. And he's just been kicking butt at Coast to Coast AM.com. He's got Caravan to Midnight.com. What a great name, as one of his other sites. And he joins us. You know, I just went into that breaking news, sir, and we'll get into all the other news. But what do you make of that John B. Wells tied into the billions of bullets, the armored vehicles, all of it?
I think this country, Alex, first of all, thank you very much for having me on the program. It's good to talk with you. I wish we could chat more often simply because on your program, we pretty much get to let it all hang out, to use that term from the dinosaurs, the dinosaur age. But what do I make of it? I think I think this country is in a terrible state of denial. I really do. I think that John Lennon's song about keep them dope with religion and sex and TV, and you think you're so clever and classless and free, but you're still bleeping peasants, as far as I can see. A working class hero is something to be. And I think we've been doped with religion and sex and TV. And when I say religion, I don't mean faith. I mean religion. And we are... This is so beautifully orchestrated. Somebody, either there really is one great dark power that runs this earth, as is stated in the Holy Scriptures.
Oh, it's not human. No, exactly. The more I study it, it is a entity. It is. Call it whatever you want. A dark force is running this. And that's what I've come down to, is I'm facing this thing, and I just wish people knew how much peril they're in, John.
Well, the thing about it is, Alex, is what we have to remember is... the ones who get it, get it. And the ones who don't get it are never going to get it. And that's just the cold, hard, harsh reality. We would like to think that we'll wake them up, we'll enlighten them, we'll rise up as one people and we'll quell this evil, but a lot of people are just going to go right along with it. This is something that I find very interesting, not to stray too far away, because you ask a question, what do I make of all this? I think there's about to be a war against the civilian population, and I'll tell you why. Everywhere you go, if you look at every false flag operation through history, from the battleship Maine to the Lusitania to Pearl Harbor to the Gulf of Tonkin to 9/11, on and on and on, these false flags were all in furtherance of developing a war-like atmosphere. And what happens when you have a war going on? Well, the citizens die, the leaders largely are preserved, and it's business as usual. I mean, Germany was a highly sophisticated, still is, in those days, was a highly sophisticated society, music, literature, art, everything. And virtually the entire place was destroyed. Look at them now. They're the ones propping up the entire European Union. So people die, and business goes on. which goes back to the scripture, and I don't want to turn this into a sermon, but it's like the love of money is the root of all evil. And this is all about money. And when you look at the money that has been made from these ongoing undeclared wars, such as Vietnam, Korea even, less, to a lesser extent, but still Korea as well, and now this ongoing war on terror, you can see that wherever there is chaos, you know that expression, follow the chaos. That's where the opportunity is. I'm thinking that the Middle East may be close to being tapped out. China and Russia got the oil deals. We didn't. It was all about oil in Iraq, but no, I don't think we got into the oil. We're still exporting oil. And I'm thinking the next big playground, the next big boom town, sorry about the pun, is going to be the U.S. I think that tearing down this society and then rebuilding it is going to mean big bucks for somebody.
You have found it, the front lines in the fight for liberty, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and T-shirts at InfoWars.com. You will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know why that was not done? There are exceptions to that rule. I do not know, however. Again, Mr. Chairman, I don't know. 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 That I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know whether or not. I just don't know. I don't know exactly how IRS is constructed. I don't know when the subpoena was issued. Well, I don't know precisely. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the specific questions. Again, I don't know what happened.
Well, either you know or you don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know when. I don't know. I'm not sure I know what you're talking about.
Okay. All right.
I did not know. I don't know what you all are going to ask me. I didn't know. I don't know. I don't know.
I see nothing. I know nothing.
That's right, and that is Sergeant Schultz, Ozzy Osbourne, and the Attorney General all telling you, I know nothing, nothing. I tell you, it is really a crazy world. We are going back to our guest, who I hope can stay with us a little bit in the next hour and ride shotgun and take phone calls today. Amazing talk show host. Whenever I'm out driving around on Saturday night or then on Sunday night because they re-air it locally the next night, I love to listen to John B. Wells. And he has a lot of courage, too, because I've been a guest on his show. He has a lot of other patriots on his broadcast, and it's just, you know, on over 500 affiliates. So he reaches probably every night 5 million people, 6 million people when he does the Saturday show. So it's just wonderful to have him there doing that. John, I'm ranting, and I got a bunch of news, obviously, to cover. Here it all is. IRS stalled conservatives groups getting 501c3 or others, but gave speedy approval to Obama Foundation's agency used planted questions to reveal scandal. Well, of course, I mean, in the Eastern Germany, you know, the party members decided which women could be stars and demanded sex from all of them. That's what having government-run things is like. Absolutely not illegal is what the White House is now saying, the scum house. Is this still America? Charles Rangel outraged, wrong to abuse the tax system. In charge during Tea Party, targeting now runs IRS Obamacare office. Of course they're going to use your medical records and leak them to the press. They've already done that. IRS henchwoman got $103,000 in bonuses for raking people over the coals. That's the kind of stuff up on DrudgeReport.com. You know, spying on the media, spying on the cloakroom. It just goes on and on what's going on. And then meanwhile, military says no presidential authorization needed to quell civil disturbances. That is the equivalent of a nuclear bomb going off in D.C. I mean, it's bad enough to say NATO's in charge. Now the military's in charge themselves, but they say they follow orders from NATO. That's a narcotics trafficking Bilderberg group, Nazi-founded organization. That's what I'm saying, man. We're overrun, and I'm ranting. You've got the floor.
Well, I wish I could rant like that. So I appreciate being able to do it by proxy, Alex. It's absolutely unbelievable. And the thing is that you know that thing about one bad apple can spoil the barrel?
Yes.
That's really true. The strident liberals, I mean, I get an email every once in a while going, you're just a right winger. It's like, given a choice between the right wing and the left, I'm most assuredly a right winger. Heard McDermott today say in those hearings, as much as I don't like the right wing, and I thought to myself, well, McDermott, you have traditionally been an idiot, and I don't know how you remain in power. But I began to wonder, what is it about the right that you don't like exactly? They foment lies. That is their stock in trade. Oh, the Tea Party, that's just that's a bunch of racists. I have seen no racism whatsoever, nothing at any of those gatherings. of the Tea Partiers. Oh, they want to play it. And all they have to do is just going back to dear old Uncle Eggdoff. All you have to do is continue to beat that drum. And some of these people, enough of them to make a difference, are going to go along with it. But yes, we have been hijacked by a criminal regime. End of story. It's been visibly corrupt since the Kennedy assassination. But we're distracted. We're distracted with one war after another. What happened to North Korea? I put out over at Coast to Coast AM, I said, you know, my source, and it's a good one, and I cannot name him. You only have my word for it, but I've given it to you. There are things going on behind the scenes. You won't be hearing anything from, I'm paraphrasing here, you won't be hearing much out of Kim Jong-un in the very near future. And what happened? He just drops right off the scope. He's gone. Not another word about it. One minute he's threatening Austin, L.A., and you know, every place else, threatening Japan and all that, and the next minute he's gone. Well, why is that? It's because China pulled the chain on his money. That's what this is all about. This is all about money. And these people are going to soak the citizens of this nation for everything they can. Everything. They will disarm us if it comes down to it. They will pit the races against each other, and the liberals will continue to push this ridiculous immigration reform. You know what my immigration reform is? Go home now. All illegal aliens must leave now, just like any other country. You can't just come here and just decide, well, we like it here. All 11, they say 11 million. I'm thinking more like 30 million. Oh, we're going to run across the border and have a baby, and now with babies a citizen, it's an anchor baby, we're here. That's just wrong. Why are they doing that?
Mexico doesn't let you do that. And again, the government's then there to try to make them clients of the government for the political takeover, and then they use it to create a national ID card for the citizens. Again, right. I mean, all these bills are piggybacked with a bunch of other garbage. And notice, they're trying to get everything passed right now. And the military talks about massive, widespread disturbances that are so bad, for the first time in history, the president or the Congress may not be there to respond to it. During the Cold War, they didn't have this on the books. What do you think they're getting ready for?
Well, I still think this economic collapse, going back to the money thing, I think the money is the trigger for everything. I was just looking at this thing called The Trader's Wire, and it's the article is 10 scenes from the ongoing global economic collapse. 27% unemployment, 60% youth unemployment in Greece, Detroit and Michigan. Detroit, Michigan is insolvent, rapidly running out of cash. Economic despair in France, 7,000 abandoned buildings in Dayton, Ohio, overwhelmed by squatters in Spain, the collapse of Chinese power consumption, horrible economic data coming out of the second largest economy on the planet, that would be China, one out of every five U.S. households on food stamps, child hunger in America, the tremendous suffering of hundreds of millions of people, desperately poor people that we never even heard
cities
about.
Cities are going bankrupt all over the country, not just Detroit, and then you'll have city managers paid $800,000.
Yes. You know, Alex, I think what we should do is invoke that old radio bumper from back in the Stone Age, which is tell your friends about InfoWars. Tell your friends to wake up. Pull your friends into it. One person can pull, like you alluded to earlier, 10, 15 people, 10 or 15 of their friends into it. People thought that I was completely just, you know, looking for trouble, looking for some sort of a conspiracy somewhere. But over the last 3 years, there's a new little circle of friends that I developed. They're saying, you know, what you said actually came to pass. I said, oh, yes, and there's much more. Educate yourself. Don't listen. Don't repeat things like a parrot. Go to the net and go look for yourself.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds,
water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is a leap to the freeway. It's a passion will rise as the cities fly by. The daylight is all in the coming night.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're here live back Sundays. 4 to 6 p.m. with the Sunday show. InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time every weeknight. Again, thank you so much for joining us. We're taking phone calls right now in this open line third hour. And then we're going to continue to get into some other reports I haven't covered yet, like robbers shove homeowner in closet where he kept his guns. Important article up on InfoWars.com. You can also see a promo video for some of the other gun shows I'm producing. They're going to come out in June. I'm also going to be going to Bilderberg to cover that. That should be extremely interesting. They're now announcing a free speech zone where protesters will be allowed to be in a field on the thousands of acres the Grove owns inside the gate, because they don't want you outside the gate where you can actually videotape the people. But they will have private security there doing TSA grope downs. No, thank you. I won't be going into their area. I'll be outside the gates there videotaping the globalists coming in. But that's how they work it. Everyone's, oh, they're so gracious to do this. How wonderful. They're going to stick us out in a field where we can't see anything with private security treating us like we're criminals while globalist criminals meet in secret. But remember, now it's in the British press. They're meeting and they're going to have, you know, the feds and the military and private security out there for a group that doesn't have any power and that didn't exist before. In fact, we're going to your calls right now. But John B. Wells, again, Coast to Coast AM talk show host. Saturday nights. What do you make of the fact that global government didn't exist? Now they have to admit it and admit that it's authoritarian. The bullets didn't exist, but now they do. But we're still kooks thinking there's a nefarious reason. Or the armored tanks didn't exist for us, but now they do. And, oh, the army manuals for FEMA camps didn't exist, but, oh, now they do, but it's for a good reason. Or Bilderberg isn't real up until just 5-6 years ago. Now it's real, but we're bad to want to cover it. And yeah, Bill Gates is having a secret eugenics conference with world leaders, you know, this week as well. But the media doesn't need to cover that. Come on, kooks. You don't want to know what the guy that finances ABC News, NBC News, MSNBC, now they say underwritten on the stories by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. I mean, what would we do without them, John B. Wells?
They're treating us like we're stupid. And we are allowing them to continue to think that we're stupid because we do not in sufficient numbers call their sponsors, email their sponsors, mail their sponsors and tell them, as long as you support this, we're not buying your stuff. It's like I like to say, Alex, if you want something to go away, quit buying it, whether it's a product, whether it's a program, or whether it's an ideology.
Vote with your feet, vote with your dollars. But that's one of the last big powers we have, and we're using it. Now I want to ask you about that. CNN, a year ago, its top show had 1 million viewers. Now it's 400,000. They are in free fall. They're all in free fall. Even Fox is getting smaller, but you know, it's falling down fast, but miles above them, to quote Helter Skelter. So you've got all this happening while the real media is exploding. How are they going to deal with that?
They're not going to deal with it. I really believe what is happening is that because of you and people who are in league together in preserving this constitutional republic, these morons keep talking about it's a democracy. No, it's not. Democracy is mob rule. This is a constitutional republic. You know, you're the tip of the spear, Alex. You really are. And I'm just happy to be part of the shaft, you know. But the people are waking up. And as they wake up and as they say, hey, isn't what you're doing illegal? Well, I let's get a TV camera over here. Again, I go back to Fox. Fox News didn't give me any money to talk about them. I criticized a Fox reporter by name who walked past a woman who, in fact, had been shot by during that, you know, when the cops wounded like 9 people up in New York City over this one guy that came out. And she didn't see a bullet hole in the woman's body or and did not see any blood running out of her, so she just walked past her. So I'm not in bed with Fox News at all. I just said that of the main news outlets, I prefer them vastly over the others. But the thing is that Fox News is the only one, as far as television is concerned, mainstream television, that was even covering any of the Benghazi stuff. They're the ones that were running the hearings today. They would stop for commercials. I don't know what they're doing now. I don't just stay glued to the TV, thank God. But people are waking up. And every time we say, you're doing something that's illegal, inevitably the response is, well, I don't know. I didn't know anything about that. I mean, they just let the guy go from the IRS who was going to leave anyway at the end of June is the last thing that I heard on it. So it's falling apart. It's falling down around their necks. And we have to keep the pressure up. You cannot get. Look at the furor that occurred over the gun grab that they attempted. These politicians figured out real quick, we're going to get thrown out of office next year if we go along with this. Now, I'm not saying that all politicians are rotten. There are a few of them up there that are they're good people and they believe in this constitutional republic. But there are many others who are just going to take what they can get, feather their own nests, And to hell with the people. I mean, the people are just useful idiots. All we need is their vote. That's all. We don't need anything else. There are a lot of them up there that are like that. They just want the power. But it's wearing thin. I believe, Alex, we're going to win. I think we may get a little bit messy. We may even get a little bit bloody. But we're going to win. Look, we're all dead anyway. Everybody's going to check out of this world at some
time. Absolutely. It comes really quick. Doesn't it seem like 5 minutes ago that you were 10 years old?
Oh, absolutely. I remember my teen years like it was 2 weeks ago. But the thing is, don't you want to stand for something while you're alive? I mean, we all went through the SDRNR thing back when we were encouraged to behave that way. Many of us have. I was a rock and roll jock in Dallas, Texas. And believe me, there was access to all sorts of things that that are not good for you. But many of us have decided, you know, if we hadn't had the encouragement and pretty much the license to behave as we did, don't think we would have done it. But people get drunk on what little bit of power that they have. And power is good. Say, it's good to be king. Even if it's of just a tiny little kingdom, it's better than being, you know, the stable boy. People are people, and they're going to do what is in their best interest first. It takes a little bit of reaching down into the soul and saying, I can do this, but should I? What mark is it going to leave on me, on my character? What's going to be written in the book up there in the sky, metaphorically speaking?
Well, I use the gross analogy of a pool. You know, public pools have to have 10 times the chlorine in it, and they're unswimmable because everybody's peeing in it. And then I'll get up, if I'm at a public pool somewhere, on a trip or something, and go to the restroom, and I notice no one else is doing it. I mean, why not stop? I mean, why not start actually doing the other thing in the pool? And it's like that when everybody starts screwing everybody, and then other people think that's how you get ahead, then everybody starts doing it. The society becomes North Korea or Mexico.
Well, yes, that's absolutely true. And to allow a cadre of anti, and when I say anti-American, what I mean is anti-constitutional republic, anti the only country that's ever existed in recorded history that had this kind of governance by the people, of and for the people. Any cadre of people like this that are anti-American values is about like having a peeing section in the pool.
That's right, or something else. It's even worse. Like it's like putting a sewage, you know, the sewage pipe directly from the bathroom into the pool. And then who's the IRS go after? Those that quote teach the Constitution. That was actually in the Inspector General's. That the thing was, are they talking about the Constitution? It's like police manuals. They make frequent references to the Constitution. Put them in the terror database. Cops, you swore to that, you idiot. And I know most of the cops aren't idiots and know that. It's just we're in so much trouble, man. It's so obvious the bad guys are the ones that demonize the founding documents.
Sure. Oh, old white guys, they call them. Who wants to listen to a bunch of old white guys? I mean, what is that?
We'll be right back after these quick messages with more of, well, me, Alex Jones, and John B. Wells. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Got some financial news I want to hit, and I want to play a piece of a newscast where robbers shove homeowner in closet where he kept his guns. Yeah, you don't want to shove me in my closet. Get in there. Get in the closet. Oh, really? In this closet right here where I've got like 8 handguns and a shotgun? Oh, okay. Let me... This is terrible that you've locked me up in here. And then he shot him. And the media, the newscast is, police are not going to be charging the homeowner. Always that implication. You know, if you stab somebody in your own home who's raping you, they then indict you. You've heard the stories here where the robber falls through the skylight, sues, and wins. You need to have robber-safe skylights up there so that they don't fall through and break their leg. And it's because criminals now run the system at many levels. And they want to be protected. It's like they've gotten rid of all the IRS enforcers on billionaires and people. That's why they're allowed to be tax exempt, because it's all selectively enforced. But you make $200,000 a year, oh, they're going to rake you over the coals. There's no way. They've written the tax code. That's in the news today, where it's impossible. It's impossible to ever pay it where they can't later claim you did something wrong and give you penalties and interest. It's the whole thing. I was talking to a police detective the other day. And he said, look, here in Austin, He goes, we're not allowed to go after the motorcycle gangs, the particular ones he was naming, because, you know, the government lets them run the drugs. The argument is, so the worst, you know, Mexican drug cartels that are even more ruthless don't control it. That's what Brzezinski writes about in a couple of his books I read. Yes, we control the criminal networks because then we can control it and not let it get too out of hand. I mean, that's always the excuse. We grow the opium so the Taliban doesn't get it. And then they increased it, you know, 10 times the production at least. Look that up. 93% of world opium production since the U.S. liberated Afghanistan from like 9% of world production. Yeah, you know, he's sitting there telling me this, and I already knew all this, but I mean, I've talked to LAPD detectives. I even have been in events several times that had like the real, you hear about the legendary Vikings, the police gang out in L.A. Let me tell you, you're hanging around with the biggest Hollywood stars. That's who's around, folks. That's why those Hollywood stars are basically above the law, because it's all gangsterism. And the thing is, they're not naive. And they're like, well, I don't like what we do, but, you know, if we didn't do it, somebody else would. It's like that argument. But then once you give into that, the sky's the limit. I'm going back to calls with Yote, Eric, Phil, and others. But what's your take on what I was just saying there? Because there's this argument of you guard the good by being more evil than the evil. Well, when you dance with the devil, he doesn't change. You change.
Well, as long as we're going to mention the devil is the master deceiver. So, of course, they've got to have some argument. That goes back to what I mentioned earlier about two lawyers go in. And one of them walks out the loser. They're both equally qualified. I think the best way to address that, Alex, is just to say that I got some flack over this, which, of course, I'm delighted when I get flack from the left wing, because that means I tweaked them up, raised their blood pressure, and I like doing that. A quote from Ayn Rand and Atlas Shrugged when she was talking to one of the characters. There's a dialogue in the story, and the man said, you're not up against a bunch of Boy Scouts up here. We want power, and we're going to get it. What's in it to have a law-abiding society? Nothing. A government can't control innocent men. So what you do is you continue to concoct laws and make everyone guilty of something, because the only thing that the state can do is come down and crush the criminal.
And then they leave escape hatches for themselves, and they're exempt.
Always, always. I think that some of these people up in Washington right now, names that we both know, I think they need to go to jail. I think they need their assets sealed. And I would just take this opportunity to say, people, take your power back. If you want to bring this nonsense to a halt, defund it. They can't do anything without money. You have a mercenary army now. I don't give a damn what anybody thinks about that. It's a fact. Do you see Jack Reacher? We used to read the great books and so forth, and we still do, but some of the script writers are very, very good. And
no, Reacher, I saw Reacher. That was a good movie.
You remember what he said when he was talking about the sniper, and he said, you know, some people join the Army because they want to serve. Some of them kind of have to do it. They need a job. But some of them do it as a legal means of killing people. And so I would submit to you that there is a measurable percentage of persons in the force department. The first time they stopped calling them peace officers and stopped talking about law and order, and it became law enforcement. That was the first flag that was raised.
And the police force.
Yes, the police force. Not the police department, the police force. All you have to do to take the wind out of these sails is defund it.
Well, but they stage things or let things happen so they get more funding, and then they kick the good people out, because there are people that join because of family history. There are people that join because of an instinct to serve and defend, like Pat Tillman. There are people that join because they need the money. There are people that join because they want to be psychopaths and kill people. But there's also people, like I have family, that I knew 20 years ago when they joined the Army were one person, because I'd go hunting, fishing with them. And after, it's not even now, it's like Hurt Locker. They have been in so much combat, seen so many things, they're not awake till they get in a firefight. They're not awake till they come out of helicopters, you know, and all over the world. They're not awake till they're in a knife fight with somebody. They're not awake till they're stripping down an engine and fixing it real fast. They're not awake till they go climbing up a mountain. They're not awake till they get in a barroom fight. They're not awake till they, and the big thing is, it's not even that they want, it's just they want to kill. But it's not just in a psychopathic way. They want to be being shot back at as well. So that group I can even halfway respect, but they're creatures of long-term, really post-traumatic stress disorder. But instead of collapsing in it, they thrive in it. You know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely, I do. And you had a story. You I think you were the first one with the story on InfoWars about the classification that Janet Napolitano has put on returning vets. So it's just like going back to scripture. That's what the devil does. If he can't get you a drug overdose and kill you, he'll settle for 5 years of hard time for intent to distribute. The evil dark force will use you, and they'll pin medals on you, and they'll pat you on the back and tell you, great job, son, great job, gal. And then as soon as your usefulness is spent, he'll just throw you under the bus, just bump you off. You're done. Next. That's what's going on now with these health issues. They don't want us living into our 80s and 90s or any of that. They want us. No. They want to extract about 30 years of productivity.
I've had the scientists on. They inject the troops on record with experimental vaccines that have virus plaques that embed in the cells that are designed to trigger when hormone levels go down, and then you get cancer 55-60 when they're done with you. I mean, we're all being given time-delayed death bombs, basically.
Alex, if this thing is allowed to go as far as it could go, what you will have is the same way, is in the same way that I said, one of these days you're going to be looking, I understand Japan's already done it, actually. You'll be looking at a news anchor that you think is a real person, and it's not. It's a beautifully done computer.
They've already announced that. The president didn't just have robo-signers. They're saying next year they've already got it built. A 3D projection of Obama that they just type the words in, and then he can appear anywhere to school kids, whatever, and they'll kind of think they saw Obama.
Well, some of these visionaries like Lucas and the Star Wars thing, there very well may be a war of the clone wars. Once they decide, we only want these people. We don't want that type. We don't want this body type. We don't want that appearance. We don't want that hair color. They can do that. Do you know that this thing that was science fiction maybe 10 years ago, which of course that means it's been investigated and experimented with for years. Now they're actually able to target races with fatal diseases.
Race-specific bioweapons, yeah. Expanding, they came out yesterday and went, oh, we can now clone. And then you read the fine print, because I remember reading it 16 years ago. 16 years ago, when BBC was first admitted in London, they admitted clones of humans, but they go, it's okay, we don't bring them to term. And now they go, well, we bring them to term, but that's classify what we do, but they're part animal, so they don't have rights. So the shampoo says no bunny rabbits were tested on. You're like, oh, good. But then you understand there are humanoid creatures they brought to term. This is in the literature. But the news only, and this is getting into like, you know, regular coast-to-coast AM type stuff, but that's not speculation in the medical literature. And now they're going, these new clones can be brought to term. And they're telling us about 25, 30-year-old stuff, my friend.
Let me tell you, you go back to Anthony Burgess, and you go back to the guy who wrote Clockwork Orange, and another book he wrote called The Wanting Seed, and all of these visionaries, Bradbury and Asimov and Heinlein. This is going to happen. I could imagine a futuristic a la science fiction scenario where you have the power elite who remain at the peak of their physical development.
Oh yeah, that's it. Hello, InfoWarriors. We have come to the end of this transmission, but I'll return tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, with a weekday show. I want everybody to have a fantastic and safe Memorial Day, and I want to thank all the veterans that have fought for liberty and stood by the Constitution and Bill of Rights on this Memorial Day coming up. So keep all of our veterans that are being neglected in your prayers, and also try to support them.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.